Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Elon Musk says his child was figuratively killed by the woke mind virus, and he vows to destroy it. We're going to be talking about this tragic situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is such a sad and tragic story, but it's an example of what's happening all over the nation now with these LGBT activists and these medical professionals, and I use those words lightly, that are engrossed in this, are making money off these children, off of destroying these children, and telling the parents, if you don't do this, your child will be dead.
And Elon Musk said that he was lied to. He was tricked. It was a situation from one of his children, a boy. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk now says that my son is dead. He's referring to his son being figuratively dead, that he has been killed by the woke mind virus. He was tricked into and lied into giving consent for his child to go on puberty blockers, adding that he believes that the woke mind virus figuratively killed his son. He made the comment in our interview recently with Dr. Jordan Peterson after he was asked about his thoughts on doctors performing so-called sex change procedures on children, a practice that both Musk and Peterson describe as evil. Musk said that his experience with his child Xavier, who now goes by Vivian Jenna Wilson, opened his eyes to what he called the woke mind virus, which he has since vowed to destroy.
You know, if you watch that interview, you just see a very sad dad who says he's lost his son, figuratively, and he now knows that these puberty blockers that his son was on is actually, they're actually sterilization drugs.
Yeah.
And he probably will never have a child as a result. Plus, it's messing up his hormones and all the other stuff they're trying to do. But he called the gender-affirming care term a terrible euphemism.
He says, it happened to me, to one of my older sons, where I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had any understanding of what was going on. COVID was going on, so there was a lot of confusion. And I was told Xavier might commit suicide if he doesn't, in other words, doesn't affirm him as a girl and give these hormone blockers to him, puberty blockers.
And that's the same rhetoric they're giving. Like, for example, Chloe Cole, it's the same rhetoric they gave her parents. Do you want a dead daughter or a living son?
Yeah, he said, and Peterson interjected, says that was a lie right from the outset. And then Musk said, incredibly evil. And I agree with you that the people that have been promoting this should go to prison. Musk said it wasn't explained to him that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. When he gave his consent for his son to undergo the treatment, he called the term gender-affirming care a terrible euphemism, as you mentioned. He said, I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason, Musk said.
Yeah.
The reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. My son, Xavier, is dead, killed by the woke mind virus, close quote.
Oh, it's just
It's tragic. Very sad. It's a tragedy.
But yet these so-called medical professionals in this making about 70 grand off each child to put them on these puberty blockers, hormones, and eventually cutting off healthy body parts. So I don't know where his son is in that process, but it's just devastating. And here, you know, he has a very large platform as a public figure, and I'm so grateful that he is willing to get past the pain and speak about this because more people need to hear.
Yeah, well, keep your prayers and lift your prayers up for Elon Musk. I mean, this is a tragedy for any family, any parent to go through and experience this. Not only to see this happen, but I know in these kinds of situations, when this happens, and you have someone who is caught up in this evil ideology, mm-hmm. and now they want to make themselves in their own image, and they're being fed a lie that they can change their gender and all will be well. And if you don't affirm them in that lie, then these children, these people, will then demonize you, and right. they will cut off all relationship with you. And you know, they call it dead naming. Well, the fact is that if you don't affirm them, and this is what Musk is experiencing, then that child just considers you to not exist.
Right. When he, 2 years ago, his son became 18 and requested to change his name so that he is no longer wants to be related to his biological father. So the pain on top of what he's gone through, the pain for Elon to see his son walk away and no longer even want to be claimed to him has got to be heart-wrenching.
It's unbelievable. And so California, you know, just passed a law that requires teachers and staff and vendors to lie to parents. The law, the first of its kind in the nation, set to go into effect on January 1, 2025, says that these teachers, staff, and vendors cannot, without the consent of the child, cannot tell parents about their child's so-called gender expression. So if you have a boy, like, say, Elon Musk's son, come to school and wants to be identified as a girl, use the girl's restroom, etc., the parents cannot be told. And if they are told, then the teachers, the staff, the vendors can be subject to termination or punishment.
Right. And you see these LGBT activists that are infiltrating the schools and the curriculums, and this is what's happening. So now, as a result, California has become the first state in the nation to actually make a law that puts a wedge between parents and their children, that forcing the teachers and the staffs to lie to the parents instead of coming to them and say, you know, there might be an issue with your child. Let's see what we can do to help the child.
Yeah, so Elon Musk said it's the final straw. So he has moved Tesla and SpaceX, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX. Elon Musk said this is the final straw. He wrote on X, his social media platform, explaining his decision. He says, because of this law and the many others that preceded it, attacking both families and companies, SpaceX will now move its HQ from Hawthorne, California, to Starbase, Texas. Starbase was formerly Brownsville, and now it is being renamed, as of this year, to Starbase, Texas, and that's where the headquarters for SpaceX will now be located. So Elon Musk has really come out with this statement publicly. I know it's difficult for him. He's the richest man in the world. He is a multi-billionaire, the richest man in the world. He has a huge platform, the owner of X and so many others. And consequently, his platform, his story, is going to be very powerful to unmask these lies. Stories like those coming from victims like Chloe Cole and parents like Elon Musk are going to continually come out. It's a shame, however, that these people have to be harmed and hurt. Some of them even die over this gender ideology, and that this gender ideology is being pushed around the country and certainly in many of these public schools.
You know, and I bet, Matt, if you ask him, I bet he would give up every single dollar of that to have his son back.
Yeah.
And I just you know, commend him for being willing to speak out, because it only takes one person, the courage of one person, that will help motivate the courage of more people to speak out in the situation, as well as go into their school boards and demand this nonsense not be allowed to happen to these children in the schools.
Well, this ideology is an ideology that Liberty Counsel has been battling for a number of years, fighting for counselors and their right to be able to give counsel to clients, to families, to children, to minors who want to overcome and not act on unwanted same-sex attractions, gender confusion, or engage in certain same-sex behaviors. They don't want to do that. They want to align their actions, their thoughts, with their biblical values. And there's a number of states that have passed laws, including California. It was the first state in the nation that said counselors can't give this kind of counsel, that all you can do is affirm them into this lie that has ultimately resulted in what Elon Musk is experiencing with his son, which is what Chloe Cole, also from California, right, by the way, has gone through. Right. And now she's the victim of this lie. She's already had the total mastectomy. Continue to go to Liberty Counsel's website. Pray for our cases as we continue to fight for counselors, for clients, and to fight against this harmful gender ideology that is infecting and destroying, frankly, our children around the country. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.